And don't, I know you're fuming right now, and I know everyone else is fuming because
wait,
I'm
who
not
are you talking
playing
to?
The Democrat over here.
Big Demo over here?
He's big, yeah.
You're a Democrat.
That's Baby D. That's Big D.
You're wearing blue.
You're a big demon.
I lean left. I lean more Democrat than I do Republican.
Ew.
I guess in the context of
think,
what we were saying.
I don't
saying,
think we need to know that.
Yeah. I'm a lefty. What do you want?
No worry, Ma.
I'm looking for the hoes.
Yeah, yeah. Shake that ass.
I just wanted y'all to know that August Alsina, he has a new fragrance called La Jose.
La what?
Entrepreneur.
So if you're thinking about getting me something for Christmas, for
I wasn't.
I want to smell like
August Alsina.
August.
What do you guys think that smells like?
The month of August?
No. Well, sure. Or his new fragrance. What do you think it smells like?
I don't know.
Red Table.
Mm.
Well, it is in like a kind of like a red burgundy-ish bottle. Maybe he's kind of playing off of that.
That's marketing.
Yeah. Right on, Brian.
Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I didn't know we were starting the episode that way.
I didn't either. The ad just popped up on my feed, so I just wanted to.
It's a nasty algorithm.
That is a nasty algorithm.
That is sick.
What do you think?
People are retweeting it. I don't know.
You used to rip the fragrance strips out the magazines and rub them on your neck?
Me?
Yeah.
I would smell them. I wouldn't rub them on my neck.
That's wild dirty.
Julian definitely did that when he had a hot date.
I don't wear cologne.
You wear Axe body spray.
You don't wear cologne?
Nah, I never like.
Oh, so I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Asina.
La Jose.
Yeah.
La Jose? That's the name of it?
Yeah. It's called, right? La Jose? La Jose? I don't know. You know how they pronounce things weird these days.
Yeah, in France.
Anthony Edwards. Let me start by saying I think Anthony Edwards is going to be a great, great player.
Still is.
Yeah.
Still can be. This isn't tarnish his whole
life. You got to win.
Oh, okay. That's different.
So he hasn't won anything yet. But he's a great athlete, great player. But some text messages came out. Screenshots were released of him having a conversation with a woman he had some sexual relations with. And the woman got pregnant. He told her, get an abortion. And
I don't want to laugh at this.
No, I'm laughing. I'm here to laugh at it.
I'm here to fucking laugh at it. Yo, looking at the first text of sending a photo of saying, I'm pregnant. I still have an appointment on the 27th, and you just reply with, hell nah, can't do this.
Yeah.
Can y'all do like a role play? Like, one of you be Anthony and one of you be the girl?
Does he use the N-word?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So you can
either way, you can be Anthony.
Yeah.
I'll be Dream Page.
Okay, cool.
I still have an appointment on the 27th.
Hell no, shawty, can't do it.
He is from Atlanta. So now what? What a great response.
She's funny.
Get an abortion. LOL.
Throwing LOL.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yo.
The LOL after get an abortion. There's LOL. No LOL after that. There's no LOL. Nobody's laughing out loud.
He was trying to soften the blow.
Yeah.
There's no soft.
Nice about
and
no
this
pun.
Is what I'm saying. Like, these
you
young.
You can say anything as long as you add an LOL to it.
These young, dumb athletes, man. Like, first of all, she just sent you a screenshot. She sent you a picture of a positive pregnancy test.
Yeah.
You don't know if that was her pregnancy test.
I mean, he seemed pretty sure based on his response.
He probably really shot that club up.
I don't want to have a baby with you. I think that was his energy. Like, no. You and I are not having a baby.
I mean, my favorite part was him saying, hell nah, I can't do this. And then she said, what a great response. So he rethought it and was like, oh, got you. I'll make it clear.
Yeah.
Get an abortion.
Yeah.
You're right. Finish reading this, Rory, because your next line is very heartwarming and sad.
Right.
Honestly, I had an abortion with my son around 2 years ago, and I regret it every day. This was a little weird to me as well. Had an abortion with your son or with a son?
So I'm assuming that
she from out. New York, and she was like, with my son.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I had an abortion with my son.
That's how I took it as I was like, oh, Dream Page must be from the Bronx.
My son from Queens.
I'm sorry, but knowing what the fuck you're getting to the point where you know what you're having and you abort it. Remember, we had that conversation about abortions at four months.
Man, let's not. Yeah. Maybe there were some real complications. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Well, that's
no, I'm laughing. No, at, I'm not laughing at her previous abortion. So. I'm laughing at this shit. I'm laughing at Anthony Edwards
getting caught.
That's what I'm laughing at.
Yeah.
But a woman telling you that in confidence, because that has to be a crazy thing. You thought he could top his get an abortion response?
No, he did.
No,
he said, man, you can't force a kid in this world. You know what's going on out here? We're sending millions to Ukraine every week. He said, you don't know what it is yet, which is probably true.
Good point. But
she's early in her pregnancy.
That's not the point. I said I had an abortion 2 years ago, and I regret it.
Yeah, but I don't want a kid.
That's a fact.
Right to it.
Being cool to you is just going to get an abortion by myself and you not doing shit and going about your day. That's being cool to you. Obviously, you've been through this before. So have you, just by your reaction.
Wow.
And of course, he does what every young, dumb athlete does. I'll send you money to help you out.
And this is where I respect her. I didn't ask for it.
But okay.
Gotta love it right there. Like, yeah, send me some money.
You just don't want a baby? Is that what you're saying by all this? Because I've been cool with you.
She's milking it.
I don't even understand that point either.
She's just milking
it. She thought this was more than what it is.
She's trying to get 150.
And then he got right
to it. She also understands her leverage.
Yeah, of course.
So she's like, oh no, I'm not. I also not only want a kid, but I'm emotionally attached to you.
Does this gentleman have a girlfriend and children?
Ooh, I don't know.
What does that mean?
Does he?
Doesn't matter. Oh. She's pregnant.
Wow. Damn.
And then he says, I don't want kids. Let's handle this like grownups. You can tell when his agent took his phone because now he doesn't have no grammatical errors.
Mm.
Everything makes sense. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, hold on.
There's two apostrophes in that last text.
Yeah, you know that's not Anthony.
That's a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to force you to be a dad to a baby you don't want. I just don't like abortions.
I mean,
wild.
Hey, that's fair.
I'm not saying it's not fair, but that's just a wild text exchange to me. This isn't crazy, that is
a,
yo.
No, it's a
y'all
crazy.
Y'all can't like talk on the phone. Like y'all be fucking people, yeah, like so raw weird. Nothing in them and like can't call them.
These young dumb athletes don't know how to talk. Have you ever seen like their post game interview?
The fact just to specify that, like
they don't know how to have a conversation.
Like it could be a kink.
No, it's not a kink.
No, I'm just saying. Like, she, I get it. Why does she feel the need to? For the record, I'm not enjoying. I don't like doing this.
That's yeah, she doesn't like having abortions. Yeah,
his response to that was, "Yo, just take the pills."
Yeah.
Yeah. Gangster.
You don't care about no one but you. I've heard
you
that.
Got the money. What's the hold up? It's actually very funny.
I mean, she was quick to the point.
How much money did he send her?
100K.
You don't even know if that bitch was pregnant.
She posted a screenshot of The Wire too, by the way.
Yeah.
And she sent a AI version of what their kid could potentially look like.
Ew.
To one of my favorite responses.
Send the video of her taking the pills.
She said, why are you repeating the same shit? The video.
Send the video.
Yeah, amazing. Send the video.
He asked.
She said, damn, was asleep. Missed this.
Yeah, I was asleep to that.
Where's the video? I want to see you taking this pill. That, but he don't even know. Anthony, listen, great player, man. But listen, let me just help you out a little bit. I don't know who's around you. You don't know if this girl was really pregnant. You sent her $100,000. She could have sent you a positive pregnancy test. They sell positive pregnancy tests, first of all.
I mean, Peach could make one in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's not. So you just gave this girl $100,000. Right. She may not have been pregnant. But then again, what's $100,000 to a nigga that signed for $200 million? You got to ask yourself.
I feel like she's a dickhead for posting this on her story. So I'm not surprised.
This is what makes me think she actually was pregnant, is her posting all of this and doing all of this. See, that makes me think she was pregnant.
But no, I don't even use the word clout, Chasey. This was November 27th. It's December 18th. You already got the wire.
You see what I'm saying?
It's been done.
That's some dickhead shit.
Abortion happened.
Yeah.
You got the wire.
And you out of
him out. November 27th. Why are you posting this now, December 18th? I could see if you hadn't got the money or there was some weird back and forth. You wanted to keep the baby. He didn't. Even then, I think it'd be weird to bring it out to the public. What is the fucking point of bringing this to the public now?
Yeah, you know.
It's been over, it's almost a month. Everything that was supposed to happen happened.
Yeah, that baby's been dead.
So what? Why are you telling the world about this? Besides, he doesn't want to be with you anymore, and you think you should tell the world what happened?
Well, no.
Granted, he looks like a dickhead in this. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he does. But
okay,
you got paid.
This is called marketing.
I mean, yeah.
Because now she puts that out there. Now
we go to her page,
see her, and be like, "Oh, Anthony Edwards was fucking with her." Like.
No way. You think this is good for her to get more NBA players?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her
numbers,
shit.
Her numbers, everything has gone up for her.
I wouldn't.
This is like her winning the Grammy.
But she outing everybody out. Well, at least Anthony Edwards.
You think these young, dumb athletes care about being outed?
They just know
they're
stupid. They just know they got to pay a price.
And be like, oh my God, yes. Looks like every other bitch that basketball players are fucking. Let me slide in her DM.
This is young and dumb, man. They're young and dumb.
The last three number one picks all have had like the same internet.
Zion on Snapchat.
In the last 3 years, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
And the last three number one picks ain't won a championship.
Well, typically number one picks go to teams that aren't the greatest.
That's true.
You can't say that in 3 years.
Victor won't do this. He's foreign.
Oh, God, I hope not.
He won't do some dumb shit like this. This is American.
Yeah. Pop will have someone killed before Vic gets exposed. Vic is probably going to move this way, but we won't know.
Yeah, no, Pop, he extinguishes these fires quick. That doesn't happen in San Antonio. That organization, no.
This happens pretty often, I would say.
How old were you when you had your first abortion?
I have not had an abortion.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I
gotcha.
I think it happens. I think to Rory's point, like people, young men.
It's a young man thing.
Sex education in this country sucks. And obviously when you throw money into the mix, even if you're not an athlete, if a person's known to have a little bit of money, it gets nasty. I was broke as shit in Chicago and this dumb bitch tried to baby trap me. Like, it's not unique to people with money.
No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying when you do have money, you have to know that that's part of.
Yeah.
That's just part of it. It's for people that's after your money.
But it's also not. Yeah, that and sometimes it has nothing to do with money.
Because I guarantee you, like some girls are seeing that wire that she got for 100K just by sending a positive pregnancy test. And I'm like, shit, that bitch could at least got 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that's what it turns into.
Oh, that's a dog whistle for other women to target
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. And that's my point. You got to be smart with shit like this.
But I think that also happens in all different parts of the world. I think it happens in politics. I think it happens in music. It just so happens that basketball players typically target the woman that can't wait to tell everything on Instagram. Because that's their livelihood and that's how they move in the world is fucking other athletes and getting money out of it. I think it happens in politics. They just either kill the girl or
it happens.
Yeah, like they know how to keep that shit quiet outside of the gay sex in, you know.
Well, I
meant where was that in?
I meant to call you earlier. I meant to call you this weekend about you and your demon rats, Rory. Now, the demon rats are going crazy. So a fired demon rat senator's aide who's 24 years old, who made a gay sex tape. And Senate,
this is incredible to me.
He was on the Senate floor having
cheeks.
Sex with his lover, boyfriend, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. His assistant.
His handler.
His aide. He's a senator's aide.
That's
I thought this was fake when I saw this video. Definitely thought this was fake.
Why? If you had the opportunity to be alone in the Senate floor with someone that you have sex with, it wouldn't cross your mind to like, all right, we should fuck in here.
Like, you wouldn't want to get head of the Oval Office? I mean, like...
The big guy did.
Yeah, of course.
I think every single president since the Oval Office existed has gotten head in there.
That's...
Yeah, probably.
Kind of pussy if you don't.
Maybe from their wives?
Yeah. I'm not saying it was all from their interns.
I said maybe.
You don't think the president and the first lady fuck in the Oval Office?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
I would think I don't think they should run the country if
that's how all the money keeps getting to Ukraine. They're fucking on top of
the button,
the accountant's laptop,
and they're fucking us.
Yeah, and in return, fucking us taxpayers.
I will say though, the Democrats, I got to give it to you guys. You get out of some wild shit the way Republicans can't.
Yeah, because if this was like on the other side,
I know you're fuming right now, and I know everyone else is fuming because
wait, who are you talking to?
The Democrat over here.
Big Demo over here?
He's big, yeah.
You're a Democrat.
That's Baby D. That's Big D.
You're wearing blue.
You're a big demon.
I lean left. I lean more Democrat than I do Republican.
Ew.
I guess in the context of what we were saying.
I don't think we needed to know that.
Yeah. No, I'm a lefty. What do you want? The left brain. Democrats get away. If this was a Republican aide, this would have
went crazy.
The Republican president would be impeached.
Bro, they just did January 6th.
That was like 3 years ago.
What do you? So we're putting a time on it?
They didn't get away with it.
Yeah, they didn't get away with it.
People got away with it.
Somebody died.
They indicted as many people as they
could. Shorty got clipped.
She should have. The Democrat, like if a Democrat crowd, first of all, they're too pussy to even go through 100%, something like that. Yeah. They would never go through with something like that. But in this case,
this is This is our January 6th as Democrats.
That's
it. Is gay sex in the Senate floor?
No, this is y'all shit right this,
here. Y'all shit.
This is y'all.
Is this not
shit.
The representation of January 6th?
That's my Coachella?
Yeah, 100%. This is your jam right here, asshole. Hell yeah. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
This country is a joke.
So, I mean, so the intern that was the star of the show here.
Of course
was,
they found was, him by the was back
featured,
of his head.
Yeah, he was featured in a an ad for Biden on the campaign last year.
He was. Featured.
He said, don't say featured.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick. Featured is a word, but that's not. He's in it. He's not. Okay, he's not featured in it, though.
But does that say sex in congressional offices by both members and staff have long been known to occur on Capitol Hill?
Yes, of course.
Of course it has.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not surprising. It's more of like,
why would you probably don't film it.
It's like, well, yeah, why would you film it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Who are you sending that to?
Well, I don't know. I don't disagree with you filming it, but where the, yeah.
You don't disagree with filming it?
Come on, fam.
If I'm fucking in the Senate or whatever the fuck it's called, of course I'm filming.
Go hard or go home.
Nah, man.
He went hard. Yeah.
Yep. And he's going home.
He got sent home.
Yeah. But like, who the fuck did you send it to that got leaked? Like, that sucks.
He sent that to his group chat.
Oh, hell no. Sending the back shots of the group chat is absolutely wild.
I film sex in my own bed. You don't think I'm filming sex next to a senator?
That's
where's the craziest?
Like, come on. All
right, well, if not in your home, where have you filmed like anything public? Filmed? You guys ever do like a public thing?
A film?
And filmed it?
Filming.
No.
But we've done public shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably filmed public stuff.
You did a balcony. I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I've done a few, but
a few balconies.
But none of them were on film. That was my point. Like it was for the memory.
Oh no, it was in this office. Like, me and Maul told you there's cameras in here. It was on film.
Well, that and
you fucked in this office?
Consent.
No, y'all did, and we filmed it.
Who's y'all? Proxy.
On the roof.
The Ring camera. We got him up there too.
But does the roof count?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Because it wasn't in the actual office.
I've never been on the roof.
It was in this building.
If y'all own this building, that would be different. But if I fuck on the roof, y'all don't own this building.
Baby D, you fucked on set before.
I did not fuck.
You fucked on that chair before, for sure.
Baby D, you definitely had your legs on this table.
Never.
Oh,
hey, that table ain't strong enough for my legs.
I hear that, Baby D.
HR. So they found the identity of this kid. Did he get fired?
Yes, and he has a response if you want to read that.
I would love to read it.
Is this his response?
Yeah.
While some of my actions in the past...
Why did you change your voice?
Because he looks like a gentleman. Like, he looks like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a gentle, tender guy.
It's an apology. You want to bring your voice down
exactly.
A little more tender.
Too aggressive. You want to be like...
Tender.
You want to seem like you're ashamed of yourself and you're working on yourself. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and I would never disrespect my workplace.
Well...
Mace serves, what is it? Whatever. He's from Ukraine. Any attempts to characterize my actions otherwise are fabricated, and I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters.
Oh,
what
he audacious as fuck.
Oh, look at white people, man.
That's kind of.
Wait, is he trying to say that like somebody put this tape out on him and he didn't like consent for
He's saying if you attack me for being like, pretty much if you attack me for being gay, then I will take legal action.
That's
he's not acknowledging what he did.
Nobody cares about him being gay. You fucking on the Senate floor.
He also said I would never disrespect my workplace. You did anal sex in the workplace.
But I mean, this is that disrespectful though? Like,
yes.
I mean, you don't know what goes on the Senate floor.
A lot of people get fucked on that Senate floor.
Yeah.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, usually, I was going to say, usually low income housing.
We've all been fucked on that Senate floor before.
It's just caught on video this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an art piece. It was a metaphor for the taxpayer of America.
Absolutely.
We're all getting like fucked in our ass in the Senate floor.
Yeah.
So thank you to this American hero for
putting
out we all
was his name Mace?
Mace.
No, his last name is hyphenated.
Zarovsky.
Okay, that was a good.
Been there since 2021. I'm sure he knows other people that have fucked in there.
Okay, so that was definitely not his first time there, though.
And
was it a coworker?
Probably.
Or he bring like the Namin into the.
The guy.
Because what an easy way to get some bussy is if like, yo, let me bring you to my job.
But y'all not talking about what's the craziest part of this?
It's the Senate floor.
No, fuck the.
He did.
He was butt naked.
Ass naked. He ain't have no top.
Taking his shirt off.
And then like he just pulled his pants down and like he was butt naked. Like that means they knew nobody was coming in there.
That's what I want to say. I want to know who was standing watch. There's another person involved.
His name was Aiden,
I agree.
By the way.
And I agree. That's a good.
There has to be 24-hour cameras there at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was using it to record the sex.
There's no like Taking your shirt off in public sex is crazy.
OD, right? That's OD.
Like, the girl don't even take her shirt off.
Exactly.
That shit is crazy.
Are they on recess? Like, I'm trying to think in his mind, how did he know his that was going to be empty?
Well, it's kind of like the music industry, quarter four, like end of the year, everybody kind of is like off.
I know
off
they go on like a lot, the recess, but like, yeah. I don't.
You're not even worried about a janitor walking in. He has somebody standing guard.
This is going to sound ignorant. Is the Senate floor in the Capitol building? Or is it elsewhere?
I don't know.
Let's see. It is in the Capitol building. Okay.
Can you imagine if QAnon and them and like the whole right stormed the Capitol
and started fucking?
And got into the Senate office and ran into those two fucking, like, I knew it.
See, that's not even funny because they would probably kill them.
Oh, damn.
I'm just being honest.
Kill them for having sex?
For having gay sex?
That's crazy.
All the mad gay people in QAnon. And everything that the right has and QAnon has, you could not imagine them storming the Capitol, getting to the Senate floor.
We got them.
And seeing two men fucking.
I mean,
all their dreams would come true. Everything they thought was happening in the government would be.
It's legal. It's NASA legit.
I know they were staffers.
We knew we were right.
I know they were staffers, and I'm sure they had an easier path of getting into the floor.
Staffer.
But if I'm ISIS.
Okay.
I'm looking at that like, oh, is that easy to get in there?
No, I don't think it's that easy. Yeah.
In his ass or the Senate floor you're talking about?
Probably both. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, he was an aide to a senator from Maryland, not to Biden directly.
Damn.
Okay.
So he was one of the, so they all have aides.
So they, this time, This time was better.
And I'm not co-signing.
This time was better.
They all have aides.
I got it.
So the AIDS got in to this. So I don't know what their level of access is. I mean, AIDS runs rampant.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming their key cards work around the clock because AIDS never stop.
Right.
We have nothing to do with Julian.
Yeah. And his AIDS jokes.
He's by himself.
That was Julian Delgado.
He's talking about the senator.
AIDS. So if you can get your AIDS into the Senate, which seems pretty easy, then you can just do gay anal sex. That's what. I don't know
how you landed that one.
He did land it pretty well, though. I'm not even gonna hate.
You're welcome. Like,
yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Would this have changed if they were straight? Yeah, I'll ask that question.
Yeah, who cares?
I'll take us on that path.
Boring.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No one would have cared. Well, no, it would have been.
I think it would have been the same.
But
to be
I think this hit harder.
It definitely hit harder.
Two dudes mashing each other's buttons in the Senate floor. That, I get it. I get why that was such a pull. And dude was quote unquote featured on that Biden ad. Come on.
It was terrible filming though.
Yeah, you didn't see.
Go on.
He's right.
Because I listen, as someone in how I have sex with women, where I film when I'm in that position, I have the camera in a certain area, and it's not the back of their neck.
Where do you have it?
I mean, I guess he was trying to show the whole floor.
Yeah,
the
crazy part.
They
too.
Probably edited it down because he was probably, you know, in the mix.
Oh yeah,
where you typically film when you're in that position.
Wait, was the aid the top or the bottom?
Judging by the hair in the commercial, he seemed like the bottom.
Okay.
And well, that day.
There you go.
Oh, you think he's a switch?
You don't know who he's verse exactly.
I don't know.
I like
they
that.
Call him switches. They do. It's like being ambidextrous.
put your asshole.
They call them switches.
Whose seat is that?
Yo, imagine that.
I gotta know what senator seat that is.
You think he's fucking at his senator seat?
Yo, imagine you see this video. You're like, yo, that's my chair. Like,
it's the Republican that voted nay earlier.
Damn.
That's 100% Marco Rubio's chair.
Damn.
Yo, finding out somebody has gay sex in your chin is crazy.
Yo,
come on, man.
Also, the camera work is trash on the sex part because we're just staring at long back. But look at the pan job. He's like, yeah, we in here.
Pan job.
He does the full pan.
Yeah, he did that shit like he was in the club. You know, niggas in the section in the club.
Like he was getting bottle service like, ew, we in here. He's fucking like Rico and Peyton Full.
Yo, man.
What if he hit the Dougie just in the middle of
yo. Yo, man. This shit is crazy, dog. This is on the Senate floor, dog. This is what
you know. Also, no one's bringing up. Look at the full lighting as well.
Really nice lighting.
All the lights are on.
Yeah.
Like, they're about to film something for real.
That's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Oh, God bless America. Yeah. I think this is
go out and vote.
It brings us forward.
Yeah.
Speaking of Rico and Paid in Full, I guess we have to give it up to Cameron, man. He got his date with Nia Long. I mean, I know it's Rich Paul's birthday party, but it seems sort of date-ish.
Well, he
first link. You can get first date off.
First link at the birthday party. Shout out to Rich Paul. Happy birthday to Rich. And Cam bumped into Nia Long there, and they took their Paid in Full picture.
Aww.
It was a 90s theme, which was even more on brand for Cam.
Yeah.
I watched a clip of him and Mace discussing it. Rumors are that Cam and Nia wouldn't have been invited at all. They invited them just to meet, just to spite old boy.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I saw that.
That's a smart move.
And Cameron said, oh, if that was the reason I was invited, I'm cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Yeah. Fuck it. You got your chance to get your flick off of Nia, have your conversation. And yeah, man. I mean, I don't know if anything could come of it, but shout out to Cam for that.
Cam said he gave her his number, but they haven't spoken yet. He was very respectful about the
interview. Yeah, you know how that goes. You got to kind of just, you got the number, let her make the first, you know, reach out and start the text conversation and see what goes from there.
I saw that Rich Paul's birthday party was very star-studded. Mm-hmm. Everyone came out. But there was one person missing that I was just very confused on maybe why Kanye West was not invited to Rich Paul's birthday party.
He just went straight for it.
I was so confused. I was like, yo, where's Ye at?
Yeah, nah, Ye was in Vegas.
He had his hands full?
Yeah, he had his hands full. He was telling everybody about, you know.
He was exposing the truth.
Oh, yeah, definitely exposing the truth.
He was exposing the truth to a bunch of IG models that didn't give a fuck about one thing he was saying.
That was my thing about the whole shit. It was like, yeah, I get it, but like, that audience, I don't know if that was the right people to have in the room when he was getting that off.
Natalie Nunn, yes, Jules.
Maybe that's why Anthony Edwards BM couldn't take the call because she was on here, so she had to text.
True.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he is yelling at me.
Gotcha.
We'll get into the crazy
yeah, yelling. Parts,
but one of my favorite moments in it when he was explaining to everyone that Black people are also Native American and Indian to a bunch of 22-year-old IG chicks that you could see in the background going, is that Casamigos?
Mm.
They did. They were not there for any Israelite sermon that Kanye West had to say.
Yeah, you could tell that the people in the room were probably there just to have like a party and listen to some music, and then it turned into that. And then it's like, all right, what do we say to this? Like,
he asked Yes Jules to bring the hose, and Jules brought the hose.
Yeah. Bring the vibes.
Ty brought the hose.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think it was perfect. Like, what another perfect representation of America. The gay sex in the Senate floor, and then Kanye West trying to explain the truth to a bunch of IG models that do not give a fuck. They're just there for the moment.
They just want to
be
drunk
on the camera so they can repost it.
The funniest part.
That's America. Gay sex and Kanye talking to IG models, in my opinion.
The funniest part about the whole shit to me was when the girl started talking over him. And he told her to stop talking before she gets exiled.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Do you know?
Shut up.
First of all, that's not the first time Kanye has told somebody that. Exile don't just roll off your tongue like that if you ain't said that shit a few times. Like, telling somebody they're going to get exiled.
When you casually use DEFCON 4, yeah, like, exile is pretty.
Like, I was like, exiled? I said, wait, I know what exiled means. So I was like, I just got to look it up to make sure. I'm like, you're just telling somebody they're going to get exiled? Kanye is different, man. He's different. I'm not going to say he's crazy. I'm not going to say he's mental. I'm not going to feed into all of that shit. He's just different. He's just a different person.
I mean, Kanye has this amazing ability to say a bunch of truthful and thought-provoking things that I think the world does need to hear.
Yeah.
And then he'll sandwich it with, I'm Adolf Hitler and Jesus Christ. And it's like, all right, man, I was just on board for you.
Yeah.
Like, I was rocking with you for the past 5 minutes. What the fuck? Why can't you just pull some of this back?
Speaking of Hitler, this was the new merch he was pushing after his weekend.
No like, way. Look.
So. Seriously?
Is that real?
Yeah.
YouTube.com. Oh, because he did say in his
rant. Yeah, he's Jesus rant. Christ, this is Hitler, yay.
Sloan Arlene, the key collaborator with on this. So it's, yeah, you know.
You can't cancel the power of culture.
Well,
those are the four I've always wanted to see collab. This is my Watch the Throne.
That's
Jesus Christ, not that's even spacing wild. Jesus in between Hitler is hilarious.
Yeah.
You're not giving Hitler room to breathe. It's just Jesus Christ, Hitler.
Yeah, it's Jesus Christ, Hitler, yay, then.
And not that using Hitler in any sentence deserves like an explanation, but why does he explain everything else in such detail and then just blurts out shit like this with no explanation? What is screaming Jesus Christ, Hitler, yay? Have anything to do with what we're talking about?
No, the funny part is Sloan Arlene posted that and said, you can't cancel the culture.
Mm.
I don't know which culture this is, but
okay. No.
We'll see.
That's our culture.
Is it?
Nah, I'm lying. Oh.
I mean, I don't know much about Sloan Kettering, so I won't even like get
Sloan
into,
Kettering
into like that whole, I don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to pretend like I'm sure she's probably some big fashion designer, right?
She is the new head designer for Yeezy, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy when he just starts also blurting out names of people I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
Like back before I'd even heard of Elon Musk, like 15 years ago when Ye was just screaming, Walt Disney, Elon Musk. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
The one thing that I don't understand about Ye's rants is he'll be saying some things that you're like, okay, you start thinking about it. And then he'll say, none of y'all tried to help me when they wouldn't let me see my kids. I don't know how any of us were supposed to help you in that situation. Like, how am I supposed to help you if Kim doesn't want you to see your kids? How's anybody in that room
supposed to post about it?
Silence is violence, Maul.
Silence is violence.
Y'all,
he did read that room, though. Everyone thought he was crazy screaming, I'm by myself, none of y'all are with me. And they're like, no, we're here, yeah. He's like, no, y'all are just here to fucking listen to beats and listen to some funny raps and laugh at them. You guys are not with me. Again, I think it's a step further. I don't think those people should have, they're not the civil court. They can't go get North back.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also not with him. I feel them. Those were a bunch of people that were just there. They were invited probably by Yes Jules, which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not here. Don't say you're with me. You're not.
No. Well,
because the moment I yell Hitler or something,
post it.
Like, you're not going to be with him.
Yeah, but
which is fine, but you're not there to be with him.
No, but I think
you're there to just be for the moment, which is cool. I've been in those moments too.
I think when people say they're there for Kanye, meaning like when he started talking about just like the fact that he had a hard time, like, you know, seeing his kids at one point or whatever, I think people were saying, we understand. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of fucked up that you would have to deal with that. But no, they're not with you when you start posting about Hitler and things like that. Like, nobody's going to stand behind that.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember when Chappelle left the Chappelle Show for a multitude of reasons, but one moment in particular on set was when he was doing the Pixie skit. Mm-hmm. And he said he didn't like the way the people in the room were laughing, not at the joke, but they were laughing at him.
Yeah.
He's like, you got this all fucked up. You guys are looking at me like I'm the joke rather than the comedy itself.
Laughing at the content.
Yeah,
specifically not in the way he intended it.
Exactly.
Now you're laughing at the racism.
So the people in the room with Kanye, mm-hmm. I feel like Kanye lacks we know he can't articulate his thoughts properly. That's been evident for years.
Yeah.
But I also think he lacks like the social wherewithal to understand that these people aren't there to help him or make him any better. They're there to expose that they have reach that can be in the same room as him and expose him as a vessel for whatever they're trying to accomplish. Like, look, I'm in the room with Kanye. I'm viral. I'm in this setting that only 10 people are in. They're using him the way in which Chappelle thought other people were using him, but Kanye lacks the cognitive ability to see that. So he keeps inviting all these fucking vultures. If you want to talk about his album, he keeps talking about vultures. He surrounds himself with vultures everywhere he goes.
I think people are starting to see that, though, anytime Kanye goes on these type of rants.
But he needs to see it because he keeps bringing these people around.
No, but he sees it. I think that he's just using it as promo. He only does this when it's time to sell something.
Yeah, he gets in these manic modes and has these crazy rants.
He's done a better version of this with no one around. When he did My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, he disappeared to Hawaii, locked himself away for years, and then boom, the album. Mm-hmm. Don't invite these IG people, these like clout chasing people.
But he did that, no, because he did that in the Facebook offices. He did that in, I think it was the Twitter offices. He definitely did it in the Def Jam offices. He did these rants, but he did it with the people he thought he needed to do it with, which was the industry. Then he grew out of that.
Yeah.
Then he did it in Wyoming with his celebrity friends. You fucking Chris Rock there, but everyone. That didn't sit well with him. And I'm not even here to be on that Kanye's a genius train, but he's surrounding himself with vultures, and I think it's intentional. I don't think Kanye West let continually for a week straight and picked Las Vegas specifically. to not have that exact crowd there to get that point off. Mm. Not the Hitler portion or anything.
No.
But the vulture point. Y'all are not here for me. Y'all are here just to get on this IG live. I'm going to have Yes Jules do the live as well. It's going to be on her page. Mm. I think it's intentional. I think it's very intentional based off the title.
That's interesting. If Kanye, I mean, we do know that he is intelligent. He has a creative mind. He's a genius in a lot of different ways. But if he's that calculated to have done that, that's different.
I mean, he did it in Miami with Basil, same crowd, then went to Vegas, of all places, got the exact same crowd that he was just complaining about mm-hmm. to start his rants about vultures around him. Yeah, I think it was very intentional. I don't agree with everything he said in that rant, but if we're talking about who he was speaking to in that room and who he wanted in that room, yeah, of course. There's nothing but vultures around me.
But do we feel like this takes away from the actual art, the music?
No.
Nah.
Does it overshadow
that's
that?
Just, I think with other artists, it certainly does, but Ye's been doing this forever, not to the degree of Hitler, but there's always been outlandish shit attached to his rollouts. Mm. Yeah, it's never going to take
It's away synonymous
from.
Now.
Everyone, there's going to be plenty of people that say, I can't detach myself from the artist anymore. Kanye did the Hitler stuff. I can't listen to it, which I respect and understand someone taking that stance.
For sure.
And there will be people that do that. That's not going to take away from the music, though.
I still love
a majority lights. Of people are can't wait for this album to come out. It's Kanye West. I think the numbers will dip. Of course they will. Numbers can be easily manipulated and controlled. I think there'll be less people that listen to Kanye West than usual. But they will definitely lower his numbers. Look at the stuff he's spewing right now.
This album's supposed to come out Friday.
And that's where you say
it was supposed to come out last Friday.
It's supposed to come out this Friday, the 18th, right?
I don't think it's coming out anytime soon.
I don't know if it'll ever come out.
Really? Ever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Donda 2 was pretty much done. Never saw the light of day for real. I don't know if this is going to come out. I also don't know also if you're putting out merch. Like, I get your double down on some of the stuff, but your merch says Jesus Christ, Ye, and Hitler. Come on. Not a lot of people are going
to
touch this.
Do we feel like we're close to, like, because I in talking to some people that are huge Kanye fans, some of them are saying, like, they're at that point where they're kind of like, all right, man, like, I'm kind of cool on Kanye.
I gave up on him as a person a long time ago, but I can still, the music, I'm still invested in.
Am I crazy to say that this...
I'm the Kanye guy. Like,
I don't understand that, though. Like,
I can separate the art from the artist.
How?
I like this stuff, not that what he's saying is funny, but...
Some of it.
You know why I don't understand that? I don't understand that? You can separate the art from the artist because if you're a Basquiat collector and you find out that Basquiat did some crazy shit, whatever, some shit that's just morally fucking insane that you just did not fucking agree with, you would like keep your Basquiat collection on your walls?
Probably have no choice because it'd be devalued.
No, but I'm saying you would keep it on your walls in your house.
Also, like, I think there's also different levels of offenses. Like, I think if it's a physical, like if you, like in an R. Kelly, if you're a pedophilic or like raping or did something physical, I think that that's a different line. Kanye, for better or worse, like he hasn't done it. He's not getting charged with anything. He's just wiling. Like he's just saying dumb shit.
Spewing some weird shit.
Yeah, but he's not like, I hate to bring up your guy, but what Trump was saying would mobilize people into action. Kanye's not getting anybody to do anything. He's just screaming into a void. What's really happened after what Kanye said? Mm. Nothing. Nothing's going to happen. No one takes him seriously as a person.
True.
But I love the music, so I will keep listening to the music.
And to the Jewish community that I'm super offended by what he said, I totally understand them being offended by it. I honestly do not think, and they could deem this ignorant, that any real Jewish people were at harm after Kanye West said that. Doesn't mean that they shouldn't be offended and say, fuck Kanye West. I get it. But I really don't think anyone was like, well, we need to go harm some Jewish people now that Kanye screamed Adolf Hitler in a room full of IG hoes.
Yeah. Now, when Trump says that the China flu,
drastically different.
And you see the uptick in Asian crimes, there's a direct correlation. But you have to be in a serious position for people to take you seriously, whether or not you hold the office in which you, whether or not the office that you're in, you are a serious person. There has to be weight that goes with that. Kanye's an individual. Being Kanye's not a job. So Kanye is only as serious as Kanye can make himself be. He's a fool. Like, he's insane. So I'm not going to take Trump is a fool and was insane, but he also happened to have the title of the presidency. So his words are more harmful because it mobilizes people that are invested in politics. No one's invested in Kanye, the person, like they are with the political office that is the presidency.
Yeah, the same way Kanye said.
You can't say that because there might be a fan out there that hit us and run up on you, slap the shit out you for talking about Kanye like that.
I have the bear tattooed on me.
Like, he's the
I
one that
I study.
He's the man that knocks.
I'm the crazy fan that's like, I feel like I know
Kanye. I am the one that knocks.
I feel like I know Kanye pretty well, even though I've never met the man. Like, that's how much of a fan I am. But he's a case study. Like, I'm not talking about the person that he is.
Yo, you feel like you know
the behavior.
You feel like you know Ye?
Yes.
Yeah, you never met him?
Yes.
That's so gay.
Have you ever met Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
You don't know him.
I don't claim to know him.
Yeah, you do.
I just know stats. I don't know him.
That's gayer.
I don't have the Jordan. I don't have the no.
Anytime he's are you Jordan, he's never brought up his sign.
No. Yeah. I don't have the Jumpman logo tatted on me. Like, what are you talking
about?
You're arguing.
Damn.
Jordan's an Aquarius, so I know he's gonna act this way.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just know he averages this amount of points. So he's better.
You tried to back me into a corner. No, bro. No, I know. I don't.
Argument's more analytical. Mine's more, yeah, you have kind of theorize here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
And I think this is a tamer Kanye compared to the one with Alex Jones in the mask.
It's the same one.
I think he's
just doesn't have the platform. This is just his latest act. This is
to y'all point of separating the art and the artist. I'm a little bit more excited about this album because it's been less of that Kanye that was on Alex Jones saying way more insane shit.
Mm-hmm.
At least there's been some sense to these rants.
Yeah.
What's outside the sense, Rory?
Well, he's also ranting in a room
for telling women to shut up and they'll be exiled.
Damn.
Gangster. That was a joke. It was a joke.
That's right when Demare started joke. Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, baby dude, you're not exiled. You're still with us. I'm sorry. I didn't want to overtalk.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I think Kanye brought up some good vultural moments. I think I have nothing against what's your man's name that throws the new white party?
Donald Trump?
Well,
Michael Rubin, I thought that point.
Oh yeah,
was
he caught a stray?
He went off.
He said, "I smacked the shit out of Mike Rubin."
I know that was what? He didn't need to say all that.
But, yeah, I'm like, why?
But in the theme of vultures, I think he was making a good point of him hanging by hip hop culture and rappers hanging on to him. Like, there was good shit within some of the absolute insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not saying
he just
it outbalanced everything crazy he said is okay now. But you know, I'm still looking forward to the project, even though I don't think it'll come out anytime soon. You know?
I'm kind of cool on the music. I don't really.
What was the last Kanye project you listened to?
Listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Like listen action? To the Donda project.
Donda
2 Leaks would probably be the last one.
Yeah. I mean, Kanye is a creative genius. He's a musical genius. Like, so if he's putting out something, you're going to want to hear what he's doing. But I'm just to the point now where it's just like, I don't know what all of this is. Like, so now I'm just kind of like, what is this? You can't do this in a room in Vegas and then give me an album and think that I'm going to be like on board with shit. It's just like, it's all over the place. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's just me. I don't know.
And I mean, you know, some of the Rothschild stuff I won't get into, but I mean, Connie and I have the same conspiracy theorist teacher, so I agreed with some of the stuff.
I think that Kanye says a lot of smart shit, but the fact that everybody is just ignoring the fact that he's off his fucking rocker.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because he's saying smart shit is insane.
He's mentally ill.
Like, it's obvious in the way his conversation flows. Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Kanye's conversations is like scrolling through Instagram.
Sure. Your Instagram. For sure.
Yeah. It's like when you scroll.
Background, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, huh? What? Who?
For context, sometimes we'd be here sitting and just minding our own business and we'll just hear yelling and screaming from Maul's phone.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's your fucking algorithm.
Stressful.
It's the same thing with Kanye sitting in that room. They was just jamming to an album before all that shit happened and they just start going pauses. Crazy.
You know what?
Yeah, it's like, bro, we don't need all. I just wanted to hear the vibes, bro. Like, I brought four girls with me. Like, I'm not here for this.
And also, not an excuse, but to what Demaris is saying, he goes through manic episodes every time he's going to be creative. I think it's calculated because he knows that this will be a rollout and we know we'll all pay attention to it. The Kanye rant is the famous rant. But at the same time, I do think when he gets in these modes and has deadlines, I know other artists that are similar to it as well. They get in really crazy manic modes, and anything that pops in their head, they will spew out in the exact same way Kanye does. Like just constant all, you could see, sleep deprived, alcohol mixed with some possible chemical imbalance, you're going to get someone that's going to do that. And when you're at the brain level of Kanye, it's going to be at a much higher clip than the average person. So, you know, maybe we'll get the album on Friday. Christmas. I mean, he's Jesus. Maybe he'll put it out on his birthday. When was Hitler born?
420.
Yo,
so oh, it is 420. Wait, yeah. What? It is 420.
I'm going off the rollout. I think it'd be weirder if I knew when Hitler was born.
He's Jesus. Maybe he'll put on his birthday. When was Hitler born? Like, you can't just roll.
I'm going off the t-shirt.
All right.
He's born on 420, by the way.
Yeah.
I knew that off top.
Hitler?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
It's a funny weird common thing. The same day that it's like everybody smokes is the same day Hitler.
You know, smokes though.
Oh, all right. Yeah. See?
No,
like leave it at that.
That's a thing.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
We get it.
Smoke. All right, I get it now. Not that's
Damaris nice. Made the worst joke.
Smoking on that.
See.
Bleep it.
Bleep.
Yo.
See, this is why we can't have fun.
Was born on 420.
We can't have fun here.
Bro, we can't joke about that. That is fucking crazy.
I just didn't want them to make the joke that they were setting up, because I knew the setup they were about to do.
That is fucking crazy that Hitler was born on 420.
No, it's fucking wild. It's insane.
How did I not know that?
Like, yeah.
Yo, how did I?
Because West Side Gun didn't put in a rap.
Yo, word. Like, I cannot wait for 420 now behind that.
What?
Yo, that's crazy. That
promise. Oh, god damn. And we'll get off this.
I promise. I'm gonna quit. I want a career. Like, I just
that was crazy.
That's the biggest.
Yeah, see,
I
look.
Want
see,
a
look.
See, look. Career.
See, look. Like, see, look. I like my jobs. All right. Okay.
Put this behind the paywall. Hey, say that. Put it behind the paywall. They can't stop us behind the wall.
Well,
Trump said build the wall. That's the wall he was talking about. The Patreon wall. Put us behind the wall, baby.
Oh, my God.
That is fucking insane. I did not know that. Yo, that is
crazy. Look at Rory.
I had no idea.
We were doing good.
I thought you was joking. Just
No, like dead ass.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm sorry. Let's get professional.
It's time right. Person of the year.
Oh, man. Amara gonna be working at Burger King. Fucking,
fucking with.
You know the amount of jokes I wouldn't say, Leaf? That's like the number one thing you can't say. All right, please, let's get off everything that just happened. Just put bleep,
sorry, man.
Just put bleeps and shit.
Sorry about that.
Sure, I got you.
I apologize.
Save our careers. I guess we could move on to Cardi and Offset. I don't particularly care too much about this. I don't mean that in an insensitive way. Just feel like a lot of it's not my fucking business.
Okay.
Even though they put it out there. I mean, granted, we just talked about someone's abortion.
Well, also publicized.
Yeah, I would... I feel bad that he had to apologize for that, but hey, that girl put it on the internet, so we're gonna talk about it. With this, I don't know, just hearing the pain, I guess it's different when you're looking at text messages versus when you can hear someone's voice. And hearing Cardi's voice, I don't really have much to say about this. That sounded like someone that was really in pain, and that's kind of my pussy stance on this whole thing.
You don't want to hear from Cardi?
Yeah, this is, you know, it gets weird doing podcasts and shit with, you know, want people to sit down and talk about like real relationship shit and people to have families. Like, I just don't, certain shit I just don't like talking about. Now, obviously, Cardi was really hurt and was upset about whatever it is that her and Offset are going through or dealing with in their home. So, I mean, you know, she's from the Bronx. She's strong. She's going to be all right.
That's always the Bronx.
That's right? Yo, what? What?
She's from the Bronx, so you gotta support.
We build different.
What if she wasn't from the Bronx, Mom?
Oh, then she's fucked.
Yeah.
All right. She's finished. Her career would be over if she wasn't from the Bronx.
Yeah. But
the fact that Cardi is from the Bronx, you know, it's, you know, she's gonna go through this and whatever they're dealing with, you know, they gotta deal with in a personal matter, but she'll be, she's gonna be all right.
What if she was from like two blocks north of the Bronx, like right in Yonkers? Right. What if she was like Riverdale Yonkers?
Where did she go to school at?
Not the Bronx.
Not in the Bronx?
No. Yeah, Westchester.
Oh, yeah, she's fucked. Yeah, she's fucked.
She's fucked. Yeah. Cardi,
no,
yeah.
I was just going to ask, do y'all think, just outside of like their business, whatever, and prayers to her, because she had me on TikTok ranting, and I'm like, people calling me a stan. Yeah, I was on TikTok ranting because it was too many, because I was on Twitter.
You was on TikTok ranting about ranting. Cardi crying?
Can I get a little taste of the rant?
It wasn't about Cardi crying. It was about women not supporting other women. Like, so many women were like laughing.
Nicki fans, right? Yeah,
not even
like
not
women.
Even just no, not even just that, but just like women were like laughing and like getting their shit off. Like, oh, you shouldn't have took that nigga back. This, this, and that. And I was just kind of like, you bitches are getting played way worse by like broker and worse, more embarrassing niggas and done in worse ways. But because y'all business not on the internet and nobody gives a fuck about who y'all are dating because he works at FedEx, nobody gives a fuck. Y'all think y'all can laugh in people's faces?
Yeah.
I just think I don't know. I don't like stuff like that. I believe in sisterhood. So it's like, I don't like hearing other women cry.
No matter damn sisterhood on the internet.
Traveling pants over
you
here?
You don't believe in no sisterhood. You no. Was sitting, see, don't do that.
I can believe she
you
was
sitting here when that song came out with Cardi and whoever it was, and her, and that bar she got was like, I should let my best friend fuck on your nigga. You say that louder than anybody in the room.
It's music. I don't believe in murder or anything. Art imitates, but I also,
art
I still
imitates life. That's what happens. Niggas cheat. They fuck other bitches. It happens.
Allegedly. We don't
know. Ain't no alleged.
We don't know.
Niggas is out here fucking.
Allegedly. All right, allegedly. Damn, bro.
I'm not saying.
What happened to brotherhood? What happened to brotherhood?
Period.
That's being real. Part of brotherhood is being real with your brothers. You fucked up.
Yeah, be real with me. Nah,
you fucked up. You did something you shouldn't have did. Now your wife is upset, crying, all that. Make it right. But we're not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm for sisterhood. When you shaking ass to you, both of y'all pussy, y'all should probably scissor. I'm going to let my best friend fuck on your nigga. Like,
that was a good interpolation.
Yeah. These are the roosters. These are the roosters coming home to roost. The chickens coming home to roost. That's all this is. It's your turn.
Oh, so nobody else the vegan version, their raps and nobody else has to deal with the expectations of their raps.
The toe coming home to food.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't be on TikTok mad that women are laughing when this same artist had put out some words that may have hurt another woman that went through some shit like that before in her life. Now it's just her turn to go through something
like
that.
An eye for an eye, Maul.
That's all I'm saying. So you came like, I'm sending prayers and I was upset on TikTok because girls in the comments laughing when y'all boyfriends are doing the same thing, but they broke. What does that mean? A heartbreak is a heartbreak. It don't matter if you're rich or you poor.
Exactly. That's my point.
No, but your point was y'all boyfriends are doing it, but they're broke.
No, my point was don't laugh at her just because her shit is public. The only reason why her shit is public.
Yeah, but Cardi laughed at other girls when she wrote that bar, when she spit that bar.
She was rapping and doing her job, Maul. That's like.
Yeah, but it's the same shit.
Now, listen. Hold on. Here's my thing. I'm not out here defending Cardi because no.
You was just on TikTok defending Cardi.
No. Again, you're missing my point because you didn't see my rant. It has nothing to do with Cardi. She was just the example. My thing is about this. I feel like women as a whole need to be nicer to each other. Cardi included. I'm not sitting up there caping for Cardi.
Okay,
like
now it's
innocent.
Different. Now we're just saying
that.
It's different.
I'm
okay.
Saying that women need to be nicer to each other and have more empathy towards each other.
Now,
period,
see, now,
no matter who they
that
are.
That statement is different from what you said the first time.
It is.
That's all I'm saying. That statement right there is different from what you said the first time.
Okay. You think Jess Hilarious was nice to Sexy Red?
What a man.
Hey,
shut up! What a name. You trying to go to the Senate office with me? Like, what you trying to do right now?
Trying to go to the Capitol, yo, DC this weekend on you. All right,
DC on you.
Gross. Take that Amtrak, yeah. Training
DC on edit. Okay.
You gonna fly me out to DC?
What's up?
DC on edit.
But no, seriously, do you think that Jess Hilarious was nice to Sexy Red?
I didn't understand.
We make the joke and it is misogynistic, but there is a lot of truth that women do not support women. Y'all are shadier to women than we could ever fucking be.
Yeah.
Women know where it hurts more.
Women don't support women and men don't support each other. Men fake support each other.
But and I'm not saying Jess Hilarious shouldn't have an opinion.
I don't want to chalk that up to all women because I know some.
No, never. It's never all women, of course.
Yeah, like, no. People aren't supportive to people. This is especially.
But not only that, it's easier for, you know, people to laugh at celebrities when they go through human, because people like to think celebrities aren't human.
Exactly.
Cardi's having a human moment in her personal life right now, so people of course on the internet are gonna laugh, especially when she has bars in her music like I should let my best friend fuck on your nigga and all of that, like, you know what I'm saying? So
even if
like,
she didn't have that bar, people would still be laughing,
of course, because she's a celebrity. But I'm just saying, like, it's part of it. My thing is, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and joke about what they are going through because it's some real shit and they have a family. So that's my whole thing. But this Sexy Red, Jess Hilarious thing, I didn't understand it only because Sexy Red never said what Jess Hilary said that was disrespectful or trying to play her.
But I understand where she's coming from with that, because that she could have seen clips from Jess, because they start when this. So when this came out, letting everybody know, Jess Hilarious obviously is on the Breakfast Club. Sexy Red went up there and Jess kept trying to like talk to her, or I guess she said hi to her when, you know, when Sexy first arrived. Sexy was just kind of like, I don't really rock with you. Like, you know, you've thrown shade, throwing low subs. And Jess was like, well, what did I say? Which I hate when people do sometimes, because I think that on the spot, that can be gaslighting. Because if you've said so many things about me or multiple things about me, and it was a year ago or 2 years ago, I might not remember exactly what you said, especially if I'm a celebrity and mad people talk shit about me. But I remember that it was you. I might not be able to pull this up in this exact moment on this interview, but I know that it was you. I know that.
But she was trying to figure it out. She talks almost like that.
If you feel like if you say you don't mess with me because I was talking shit about you, or I said something, tell me what I said.
And also,
we've ran into that before. More, I mean, maybe not going onto a platform to do an interview, but we both sat there like, didn't that person say something? I can't remember what the fuck they said.
Yeah, but I remember
they said something.
But I also wasn't sitting down with the person doing an interview.
Fair, but she, I mean,
if I'm sitting down with a person doing an interview, I'm going to know who in that room talks shit and I'm going to address it.
But Maul, you and I have, I think, and I'm not saying Sex Red doesn't have control of what platform she's going to, but she's a big artist that I'm sure just has a PR person that gives her a list. I'm picking you up at this time, and we're hitting all these outlets that they pick.
Yeah,
you and I are much more hands on with who we talk to and who we're going to talk to.
No, what platform. But if Sexy Red didn't want to do that interview, she wouldn't have did that interview. She has enough control.
No, that's not
what I'm saying.
She could have went up to the Breakfast Club and forgot that Jess Hilarious was even,
and then
on
just
the
saw her
Club.
Face and was like, "Oh, her."
When you think Breakfast Club, you don't think Jess Hilarious
at all.
That's fair.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I think she did say she didn't know if. Did she know if Charlamagne was going to be there, or if she didn't know Jess was going to be there?
Probably Jess.
Because Jess was originally wasn't supposed to be a permanent member. Remember that?
Ended up doing really well and has good chemistry with them. But if I'm going to the Breakfast Club, I'm thinking Envy and Charlamagne.
Yeah.
In the back of my head, if I forgot, I just know that girl said something. At 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, I'm not like, is Jess Hilarious going to be there? No, I'm thinking Charlamagne and Envy. But that's no like shade to Jess. She just hasn't been a staple on that show yet.
No, like, I understand that. Job. But I do like the way that Jess handled it, though. She was saying, like, but what did I, like...
Exactly, she was trying to figure it out.
Because I don't agree with everything you say or do. She was like, I don't agree with everything that anybody says or does.
No,
like,
but...
I think she made some personal attacks on her looks.
She's
talking about the smell of her pussy. I watched old things.
Exactly, and that's another reason why...
I heard the clip.
But that's not attacking the art.
It's another
reason. As a comedian, though, a lot of shit is kind of like... Take it with a grain of salt. It's a comedian.
Is she a comedian?
Yeah, she's a comedian.
Yeah.
But this is where I say that women need to be nicer to each other, because I wouldn't like that shit either. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just, especially as a black woman, and you a black woman up here and you joking in a room full of men about how my pussy smell, I think that there should be a line on comedy, because it wasn't even that necessary of a line.
A line on comedy?
When she's a comedian, it gets a different
at different times. Bitch, you not doing stand up right now? You're not doing stand up?
But she's on the radio. She's a comedian.
Okay.
No, but when you're
don't
a comedian,
do that, because
you
the Breakfast
go.
Club is not based off
comedy.
Comedians.
Like, and that's what
first, she's all, first of all, she's a comedian, could say whatever the fuck she wants, and she's great at her craft. But some people are allowed to feel disrespected by if you're talking about
very
the smell
true.
Of my
I'm
pussy.
I'm not saying that she like, shouldn't feel disrespected.
Exactly.
That's fine. She's
not every
that.
Comedian gets
but
a
Jess
pass
gonna react,
for anything.
But she's going to react how a comedian reacts. She's going to make jokes. How you interpret them, yeah, Sexy, go ahead. You should be upset.
But
you
Julian,
be upset.
As a comedy fan, you don't think there's a difference between a sly remark about the smell of my pussy in regards to an STD or a stand-up bit that's well thought out?
I would like to see
because anyone could have said the thing that Jess said. She didn't say that as a comedian. Anyone could have been like,
"But wasn't
I don't think it was the smell of the condom."
I would like
it
to see
It wasn't about an STD. It wasn't about any of that. Sexy was saying, it was a clip where Sexy was saying, I don't use condoms. Like, I don't like the way condoms make me
No, I think
smell.
She may have actually said she had an STD.
She said that before, yes. But that's not
in
what they were talking
it.
About. She said, I don't use condoms. I don't like the way condoms make my pussy smell. Like, I don't like that. Jess goes, oh, baby, I don't think that's the condom. Like that. Oh, that was unnecessary.
Which, by the way, anyone could have said
that. And anyone could have
said that.
Take
a comedian
that.
To say that.
Yeah. And this is where I think nuance.
Come on,
man.
That's not that bad.
That's not crazy.
That's not
whoa.
Bad.
This is the thing.
We're not arguing if it's
we're
bad
not.
Or not. But someone could feel a way if you talk about the smell of my pussy.
And we don't look at the nuance.
You're talking about the smell of your pussy.
It's my pussy.
She says she didn't like the way condoms.
How and her, I'm a comedian. So I'm looking at an artist say something about the smell of their pussy, and I found a joke in that.
Also, no, Jess was a lot. Jess, everyone is right here, is what I'm saying. How is Sexy Red not allowed to feel a way off that comment? And I'll even defend Jess when Jess was like, I don't remember saying something bad about you. I've been in that same position where someone felt like I disrespected them off a comment I made on a pod that I don't remember a year ago.
Exactly.
And I'm like, why are you in your feelings? Everyone was right.
But you would want that person to tell you what you said, right?
And if no one can remember, and but she, I can remember that you said some wild shit, cool. I didn't even know you were going to be here.
Anna? You have a long-standing beef with Angela Yee and don't know what the beef is about.
No idea.
It's over.
When we seen Angela, what did you do?
I asked her a bunch of times what.
And she has yet to tell you, right?
No, because she may not remember.
And y'all weren't on mic. That's why y'all are just ignoring the fact that that's not just like she said a joke that's like appropriate. That's a super personal joke. I wouldn't have repeated it on the radio either. I might have told her afterwards, but I'm not going to repeat that joke on the radio either. First of all, I'm setting myself up again to be laughed at because you know it's going to be clicked. Like, it might just be like, oh, I don't, you know what? Mm-mm, no. This you was talking shit, period. I'm not going to repeat, oh, you said my pussy stink. That makes that another moment. And if that's embarrassing, you're now re-embarrassing yourself. I don't blame her for bringing that up, whether she remembered it or not. I don't blame her for that.
I just think that, listen, man, if you're going to sit down with whoever you're sitting down with, first of all, know who you're sitting down with, number one. Number two, yes, you can feel the type of way if somebody makes a joke about your vaginal odor. If she's a comedian, you got to kind of take that with a grain of salt. Now, if this was Angela Yee sitting there that said that, who's not a comedian, then I can understand Sexy Red really feeling some type of way. Like, but it's just hilarious. She's cracking jokes. Like,
so when you're a comedian, anything you say in any job that you do should be considered comedy just because you're a comedian. Because
yeah, that's what she's
there. Hilarious
she's
is not.
She's on the Breakfast Club for comic relief. She's not on there to talk about what her favorite artist is.
On air host.
She's doing rumor report shit.
Yeah, on air host.
But she's there to add a comic relief to it. She's there to add a comic feel to it.
So, like, but that's what I'm asking. So if you're a comedian, no matter what job you do, whether it's your you decide to go pick up gynecology or whatever, at any point, because you're a comedian.
That's so acceptable.
Last smelly pussy.
You can't use that example.
But now we. Gynecology. Well, Charlamagne is definitely obviously calmed down and. He's much more tame than he used to be. But we used to say, that's just Charlamagne being Charlamagne. He's not a comedian.
No, but I think there's a role.
But he was being harsh.
So if you are comedian or not, because we also know not all comedians do stand up per se. But if you're known in your media, in the media sphere, if you're known as the funny, the comedic relief or the comedian of the group that you're with, then you get there's a certain level or pass that comes with that. What Jess needs to do is identify. She can say that thing, push the line. When Sexy Red pushes back, identify the line and then you adjust so you don't botch or ruin the whole interaction with her. You need to find a common ground where it's like, okay, I'm going to be funny, but if this pushes the limit, let me dial it back to find a space you're more comfortable with. That's what a comedian does.
Listen, I'm pro comedian. I hate to use the same old example of Chris Rock and Will Smith. I don't think Will Smith should have slapped him. He's a comedian that was making a joke in a setting that he was supposed to be a comedian to make jokes about people in the front row. Also, I don't think Will should have slapped him. But if Will felt a fucking way and said, keep my fucking wife's name out of your mouth, I think it's excessive. I think it's a little weird, but he has every right to feel that way. He went over the line when he slapped Chris Rock. That was crazy.
And I also,
but Will Smith can't feel a way if you're joking about his wife. I'm pro comedians saying whatever the fuck they want. Big pro on that. But you say something personal about somebody specific when it's not even a bit, you can't lean back on the, I'm just a comedian.
It wasn't.
Nah, some people may feel a way. If you're talking about me specifically and something personal to my life, I am allowed to feel a way. You can't be like, don't know, I'm a comedian.
What did Chris Rock say about Jada again?
Alopecia.
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane.
Yeah. Being bald.
But also, and even with that, I think there's always nuance to these things. Like people say, oh, I'm a comedian and you're subject to my comedy because we were talking about you. But I think that there is nuance in those certain kind of conversations, like the one about Will Smith, where they were like, hey, him and Chris Rock had issues before. He tried to get at Jada. There's nuance to that that causes the overreaction. The same thing with the Jess Hilarious thing. Me personally, I don't feel comfortable talking about the smell of another woman's pussy, especially another upcoming black woman, while I'm in a room full of men laughing. I don't think that that's funny. There's certain things that I won't say that I might say in front of my homegirls or people I might make fun of in front of my homegirls or different shit that I'll say that I won't say in this room on camera with y'all because it's not for y'all to laugh at. Are you seeing what I'm saying? I think that there's nuance in those conversations. You can call us pussy, PC or whatever, but I think at some point people are humans. And you do, you should consider like, damn, am I being disrespectful? Do I have a bunch of niggas laughing at this girl? Like, it's just weird to me. Again,
you
I
told think women Julian, he looked like he would let a dude suck his dick.
That I wouldn't. Yeah, but
hilarious.
But that's Julian. Just hilarious. He's a man.
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
He's a heterosexual man.
Y'all missing.
Which means he can take offense to you saying that.
But also, you guys know by now, I don't have a line with comedy.
But we all know that. And we live by those comedian rules where we think comedians can say whatever. We like to joke amongst each other the same way. What was your man's that said has the quote, I don't do the funnies in the NBA?
That must be when such he punched a boring somebody. Life.
I don't, some people don't do the funnies.
That must suck.
No, I'm sure they, but that's
some people
that's
when it comes to their personal business
too, though.
You don't get, you. I don't live in the world where stand up comedians or any other comedian can say whatever
so
the fuck
stay
they
home.
Want.
Don't come up here trying to promote
no,
shit.
No. Hold on. Because at the same time, I feel like you, okay, maybe we don't have the same comedic approach. That's totally cool, right? But you can't assume every single person wants to be funny all the time.
Yeah, like me and Rory said, I don't think that she was aware at that exact moment that Jess Hilarious would be there and that she would be speaking to her. Or also she could have just went up there and be like, I'm just going to talk to Charlamagne and Envy and not pay her that mind, you know, thinking that she's doesn't have an integral role at a, why? There's two people there.
Because now you're making it awkward. You can't go to a show that has three hosts and now if Jess Hilarious say something to you, you're not going to respond or not going to act like you don't hear her talking?
I mean,
now you're making the interview just, it's awkward now.
If I'm a PR person, that's a dream.
That is a dream.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I'm talking about
awkward really, Breakfast Club interviews look have at it gone now. Quadruple look at, platinum.
Yeah, but if I don't fuck that's with somebody bad. Like that, I'm not sitting down kicking it with them.
I mean, hey.
For what? If I really don't fuck with, because she said I don't mess with you like that.
I don't think it's
or maybe, why can't that
it's
get
not
that,
and that's my... That's my
no,
point.
So it's not
that serious.
Yeah.
So then why can't I just sit there and ignore you and still be
serious.
Up here?
Because it's not that serious.
That's her
It's not
house,
that serious for me not to show up to the Breakfast Club, but I don't have to pay attention to you. Who the fuck
I
are you?
I actually thought,
who
me
the fuck
personally.
Am I? I'm a host on this show.
Yeah, that's her office
about?
For the day. Like,
I thought she handled it well, because she could have went up. She could have been very disrespectful. And then even, I think it was disrespectful. Jess Hilarious called her by her first name. She was like, sexy. And she was like, girl. And she was like, Janae, why are you, you don't know me. Why are you calling me by my birth name?
You don't, I mean, well, that's.
I think to your point
you,
from before, I think
you
might
like
have
a
pass.
That, like in the moment?
No.
Nobody
sure.
calls her Janae. Like, that's weird to me.
But you I'm just saying, you don't know. You. I just, well, listen, I didn't even know that was her name. Yeah. But I'm just saying, with Jess Hilarious, you don't know if they had some type of interaction before somewhere, like where they may have kicked it like that. Like, you just don't know that. That's all I'm saying.
Can we
That's neither here nor there. I just don't think that the way Sexy Red handled, like I don't even think Sexy Red, I think she felt the way, but that was Sexy Red's way of saying like, yo, that shit you said was whack. I ain't like it. But I don't think Sexy Red was like, yo, fuck Jess Hilarious. I'm not fucking with you. Like,
no, I don't think it was that serious either.
How bad was the clip though?
Well, let's see.
Let's take a listen.
Back Sexy Red got a lot of attention for saying that she trusted the wrong guy that gave her chlamydia twice. My called
some
me the
wild
next
trust
day and
when
was
you get
like,
it twice
you had a condom
person.
In your trash can and stuff. I'm like, that wasn't my condom. I don't use condoms, baby. Right. They make your stink, and they stink. They smell like fish.
Lord have mercy. I'm
I don't think
smell.
That's what? The condom you smelling, baby.
Nothing wrong with what she said, but why is Sexy Red can't feel away?
It's an easy joke.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think she can feel away.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what Jess said on her platform with Charlamagne and Evie, but the person she's talking about has every right to feel away.
Absolutely.
You can't just be like, no, I'm a comedian, so ignore your emotions.
No, 100%. Sexy like, Red can feel. She can feel.
She's not in a comedy club.
No, 100%. She can feel away. Sexy Red is entitled to feel however she wants to feel.
Word.
I'm just saying that understand the context, understand who's talking, understand the dynamic, understand that this is just somebody that makes jokes for a living, that cracks jokes for a living, just cracking another joke. It's not personal. It's not, she's not taking a personal jab at you like she doesn't like you. She said, I fuck with your music. Like, I don't agree with everything you say or do, but I fuck with you. This is everything Jess was saying. Now, you can feel a way about the joke. Cool. But I don't think that you should go up there with that attitude. Like, if Sexy Red would have went up there with an attitude, like, you know, like, you're not, you said some shit and I ain't like that. Like, I think that would have been more. But she was really up there like she was, like, upset. And it's like, yo, but it was a joke.
I think.
And then if you don't remember what exactly she said, that makes it even, because it's like, okay, so it couldn't have bothered you that bad if you can't even tell me what I said that you were so offended by. Because if somebody offends you and they say something, you're not going to forget what they said. You're going to be, as soon as you sit in front of a person, like, yo, but damn, what did I say? You're going to be able to say it.
I don't know. There's people I can't remember, but I just something about them, I remember they said something, mm-hmm. and I leave it at that.
That means it ain't that serious.
Of course, but I just ignore it.
Because if somebody say something about you on a public platform and you didn't like it and you don't fuck with it, and the next time you're on that platform in front of that person, oh, you're going to be, because you've been waiting for this moment.
You're
I've been waiting to get in the room with you.
But she got way too much shit to do to be waiting to get back at Just Hilarious.
I just remember it was something I didn't like, so I'm just going to fucking ignore you because it's not that serious.
It's not.
Because I didn't remember it, but I remember at least that you said some shit I didn't like. So I'm ignoring you.
Reaction, honestly.
I think she handled that really well because people have gone up there and cussed Breakfast Club members the fuck out, threatened them and everything. She ain't do that. And Just Hilarious brought it up on camera. That's the crazy thing. She didn't bring that up on camera. Just Hilarious was like, yeah, I tried to talk to Sexy when she first walked in and she ain't acknowledged me, da, da, da. Just Hilarious brought that up on mic.
Why wouldn't she?
Sexy didn't bring that up on mic.
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah, I'd bring it up too. Yeah.
You have to. Like, I'm sitting here talking with a person, saw them in the hallway before we sat down to shoot, and they didn't. You think if somebody come in here for me and Rory to sit down and talk to and they don't say nothing to me that I'm not going, and when they come in, that I'm not going to bring it up on camera?
Your name is in the show.
It doesn't matter.
But she's a host
on the show. She has a mic in front of her. What are you talking about? Just because it doesn't say Just Hilarious with the Breakfast Club, like, she can't bring that up on mic? No, she can absolutely. Yo, hello, how you doing? She ain't respond. Damn. Now that we sitting down recording, it's like, yo, I said what's up to you. You ain't even.
No, I think that's why I say everyone handled this the way they should have. Everyone's right. Yeah, Jess should have brought that up. Sexy Red has every right to feel away and just ignore her. Both can be true.
And I say all that to say this. Wash your asses.
The ass, I mean.
Asses.
Wear a condom.
Well, that too.
You wear a condom.
But you don't wear condoms.
Exactly.
Nah, I haven't gotten chlamydia twice by the same person.
Well, or have you?
Well, nope. She was in a relationship
also,
with somebody and somebody cheated on her.
You of chlamydia?
Exactly.
That's why I made the point to the ass has nothing to do with the clap.
Yeah.
Asses can clap, though.
Mm. We saw that in the Senate.
They clapped Jonathan Majors the fuck out
Stop.
Of Marvel, though.
Damn.
Stop.
See, look.
What?
See,
look. No,
what?
No, nah, because when I came on here.
What?
And I was 10 toes down on cursing Jonathan ass out.
You apologize, though.
Because y'all made me feel bad.
You did apologize.
Because y'all made me feel bad.
Damn.
And then y'all told me that he didn't do it. But goddamn it, his ass just got guilty.
So you love the court system is what you're saying.
No.
The court system is always right is what you're saying.
I don't love the court
system. You love the court system.
Nah, I don't love the court
system. They get it right every time.
But y'all came out here, y'all rolled a video out of me of Jonathan running away from somebody trying to show like, yo, yeah, he ran away. And I told y'all, I said, yeah, but we only seen 15 seconds of that night. That was a whole night. That judge saw something else. That prosecution saw something else.
Like them text messages of him telling his girlfriend
and
if she went to the hospital, he's going to kill himself. Yeah.
And Jonathan Majors has been found guilty of misdemeanor assault and harassment for attacking his girlfriend in a car. And now Marvel has parted ways with Jonathan Majors. Now, when I went on my Jonathan rant, I said, bro, you got a lot to lose. These are mistakes you cannot make. When you're in these type of, you know, your career and your life is on the incline like this, you cannot do dumb shit like this to stop all of that from happening. And here we are today, however many months later, Marvel has parted ways with him and he's been found guilty of misdemeanor, assault, and aggravation or something like that.
Harassment.
I just be trying to help my brothers, man. That's all I be trying to do. I saw this coming. And I didn't want it to come to this, but I saw it coming, man. Like, it's just, we got to stop acting like we don't see these things, like, when it happens. I know they like to spin certain things. Like, nah, but they, you know, she said this in text me.
Damn, he was scheduled to leave.
Let's just stop.
Yeah, he was a lead 2026.
Heavy lead. And it's crazy because before
fucked
all this
up.
Happened, I was looking forward to it. He was
it's
such
fucked
a good
up.
Thing.
And Creed
really,
two.
Really good actor.
Well, not two. The next one. Three.
Like
four.
200 million just.
They were going to, yeah. You lost a lot of money.
For what?
White pussy.
Minimum, that's minimum, what? Like 200 mil between the two of those with everything combined? Mm-hmm.
Like I just...
God damn.
That's why it's important to have the right people in your life.
You're just looking for his credit.
His looking for his what?
Coretta.
Coretta.
It was a, yeah.
Yeah, well, he found
he found a Casey Anthony.
Julian.
No, I get it.
All right, I guess she didn't kill a kid, but all right.
Well, I mean, it's fucked up.
The connection.
They're just both white.
Just a toxic white woman. Just like white bad, woman. Bad white woman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, either way, man, Jonathan, sorry it came to this. I hate that it came to this, but I will be lying if I said I didn't think it was going to come to this because so, I did think it was going to come to this.
We think community service, mental health break.
Probably.
Tubi. I mean, I don't think he's going to do jail time.
Yeah.
No, nah, he's not gonna do no jail time.
No, but
fuck that. It's just the fact that his career is now never.
Yeah.
Even if he gets a big role, he'll never get a Marvel leading role. Like that's it doesn't get bigger.
when Marvel takes a role from you, let me tell you something that they hardly ever do is give it back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hardly. He's clipped.
Oh, no, he's never going to get that. But I just mean like he's never going to get a role that big ever. That's the height.
Yeah, it doesn't get much bigger than the Marvel character.
So.
Yeah. Fucked up. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do we have voicemails?
We had to do the indie.
We do. Speaking of movies, Rory, you finished Harry Potter, right?
I did, yes.
Hey.
So
how do you feel about yourself now? You feel like more of a man? Or less of a man?
I feel like I'm a the Senate floor.
You feel like you're on the Senate floor? Is that what you're gonna say?
I didn't say that.
No, that's cool.
That's not what I said. It wasn't recorded, so you can't prove
this. Voicemail is about Harry Potter, and I guess before, do we want to do the call first or do we want to get your official review of the series?
Do the call first.
Let's do the call first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
What's up, Rory and Mom? The marriage.
Clear audio.
Ed and Yomi.
Sorry.
I know you guys were just talking about Harry Potter.
What the fuck you doing?
And spoiler alert. If you didn't finish the movie, Rory, but...
Are you walking the Santa Monica stairs? What the fuck is he doing?
Harry's a little bitch. Now, it ain't the stuff you was talking about, but he's a bitch because at the end of the movie, he don't free the elves, he don't free the goblins, or the giants. He stays his little racist ass as a cop. He becomes a police officer. He a little bitch. I just wanted to let y'all know.
All right, bro. Do you
I feel him. Wow. I feel him.
Yeah.
So I finished the B-side of the last movie over the weekend. And Edna and Damaris said all my questions would be answered in the last one. Fucking question was answered.
So what are your questions?
What were your questions? Did you know he was a Horcrux?
A what?
Horcrux. Right,
I had the prediction, which I don't know if we said on mic or not, that he is Voldemort. Like that whole fucking ending, like Voldemort found solace inside Harry's body, which is wild, like pedo to me. But he entered inside little baby Harry.
Not on purpose.
That wasn't
so. It was what Harry was wearing. What are you talking about?
No.
Jesus.
They literally explained it word by word.
It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah. When he went,
it's how he was wired.
Yeah.
When he went,
I tripped
to
in the pussy. All right, sorry.
My bad. I'm sorry to ruin your Harry Potter thing. I'm sorry.
When he went to kill Harry, when Harry was one, a piece of Voldemort's soul detached and attached itself to the only living thing in the room, which was Harry. So that's why a piece of Voldemort's soul was in Harry. Voldemort didn't find that out until way later.
Okay,
maybe.
Well, I found it out the moment Harry started talking to snakes in the first fucking movie. I was like, oh, this man's that wants to kill him. Like, they're probably intertwined. Said that from RIP.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't predict movies.
I mean, you're also...
I'm usually wrong a lot.
Also, like, 32 figuring this out. I was... young when I was watching these movies.
Sorry, you didn't figure it out of the left.
Yeah, sorry. Damn.
It seemed pretty obvious.
It's a kid's movie.
The biggest revelation I had, the OG that I loved to death, Dumbledore, my guy.
Grand Wizard.
Triple OG, OG, triple OG. Mm-hmm. Grand Wizard. Piece of shit. Biggest piece of shit on earth. Probably more of a scumbag than Harry is.
What did he do?
Yeah, what did he do? That
Dumbledore, he was the puppet master of this entire thing. He was playing Harry the whole time. He knew Harry was going to die. And then he treated Snape, who we all hated, as if we were talking about like one of our IG hoes. He was like, yo, you really like her?
Talking about, so they're referring to his love for Harry's mom.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, and love for Harry.
Mm.
Because Snape was like starting to protect Harry and like him. And Dumbledore was like, wait, you really like this kid? This is just part of the prophecy, son. Like, we got to kill him. Mind you, we think Dumbledore is the one leading this whole charge to protect Harry. No, he's not. He's just counting down the days till he dies.
Well, he's fulfilling the prophecy because the child has to die. So,
but he's playing a child the whole time.
The child has
and
to die.
And Snape was like, nah, I like this kid. But we got to figure out a nice way
good,
to do this.
But for the greater good.
So who was good? Snape?
Snape was good.
Snape was good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did what he had to do.
He gave off spooky vibes, too. So it's good.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point. Yeah.
But no, Dumbledore, I cannot believe Harry named his son after Dumbledore.
You have to kill the child.
But you didn't think it was shady in the prophecy how Dumbledore, behind closed doors, like when Harry wasn't around, how he spoke about Harry?
Of course, but that was the point.
He wasn't disrespectful.
He had to put a facade.
It's like, you like this kid? Like, nah, let's just kill him when it's time.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what he said.
Yo, how do we explain this to Maul and like more like hip-hop
league? I'm not going to lie, I don't really get it either. I know the characters, but I don't know the storyline.
Well, Maul and Julia need to watch it.
Y'all ever seen Coolie High?
Yes, I
don't think I have.
To address his voicemail,
they did the cold cheese, right?
To address his voicemail, what is he talking about? He didn't free these people. Is Harry? What's his role?
Okay. You know what? I'll give you the perfect example.
Okay.
You know, in Goodfellas, when Tommy thinks he's about to get made,
yeah.
Paulie vouches for him.
Yeah.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
Paulie tells Henry. Tells everyone, yo, Tommy's about to get made. Mm. He sends the crew over there. Like, we're all good now because Tommy's going to be made. Remember, even the restaurant owner was trying to disrespect Tommy and Paulie got up. Like, you don't talk about him. That's my guy.
Mm.
Paulie is Dumbledore.
Okay.
Tommy is Harry Potter. Just walked him into his death, played him all the way into his death for the greater good of the mob.
Yeah,
played him the whole time.
But Harry doesn't
die. Tommy got that coming because
he does
die.
What?
Yeah, but Tommy killed a made man, so that was common.
Damn,
there. But I'm saying how Paul played that whole thing and always stood up for Tommy, right, even though he was crazy, this and that. Tommy really thought he was walking into getting made. Meanwhile, he was just getting a bullet in the head. That's exactly how Harry was walking around Hogwarts for all fucking 7 movies. he was gonna get whacked at the end of the movie,
but did
no matter
he do
what.
Something to warrant that?
The prophecy. It was in the stars.
Mm.
He had to die. But Dumbledore was playing him the whole time, knowing that he was about to die, doing this fake protection shit.
Yeah. I don't think Dumbledore found out that Harry was going to die until right around like the 5th movie. I think that's when Dumbledore discovered it. I don't think
that flashback was before the first movie. some kid was just born in July. We got to smoke his ass.
Yo, remember when you were talking about how they should put a big ass shell around Hogwarts?
An Iron Dome.
And no, they tried.
Yeah. That's why I was laughing. Yeah. You mentioned that. I was like, I can't wait till he watches this last movie.
To the guy that's talking, the question that you're asking Rory, he wouldn't understand exactly because he didn't read the books. He watched the movies. You don't know that in the movies. You also don't know that he becomes an Auror, which is a cop. Technically.
He's a op?
He's not stopping crime. He's more like just making sure the Death Eaters don't come back and protecting from dark magic. That's it. Not like pissed Batman in the street or something like that, or you use underage magic, whatever. It's more like to make sure.
Underage magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't use magic outside.
After
the
he was molested by Voldemort, he didn't want it to happen again.
Wait, what's the age to do magic?
Well, just look
no, I don't. If you're under 17, you can't do magic outside of school.
That's why there's no black wizards. They all get shot for doing underage
magic. Is
magic
a metaphor for like weed or something?
No.
Oh. Just magic.
Just magic.
Okay.
Actual magic.
Yeah.
So Harry's like the George Zimmerman of Hogwarts.
Julian's trying new things. I respect it.
That's a bit of a reach, but you know.
This entire conversation is
wrong with your brain, dog.
Like, I'm trying to bring this to reality because we're talking about wizards and underage spells. The fuck?
Yeah, read a book.
Sounds like OnlyFans.
Zimmerman.
See, that's worse than what I just said.
I'll never forget Harry for getting Dobby killed.
Dobby killed.
How many people did Harry get clapped?
Everybody. Everyone's life was ruined because of Harry Potter.
If Harry Potter had never been Harry Potter, everybody would have been dead and Voldemort would have been back.
Voldemort would have been,
thank you.
No, they wouldn't have been dead.
Voldemort would have been killed way more hoes.
They would have been under dark magic the way we all are in the world.
No, that's just you.
No, that's that's you too, sir.
Oh.
Mm.
All of us are.
Mm.
I think that was racist.
I do too. I felt it. Yeah. I felt it. I'm not going to lie. It was something
right there. No, I'm talking about like the banking system. We're all under dark.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I can't share the text message Rory sent me about who the goblins were in the.
Oh.
I was waiting for somebody.
Whoa, all right. Come on.
Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. Yeah,
come on.
Anyways, with that said, Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Patreon, we will be live doing our holiday party and talking to the good folks at Patreon. Bells. Julian's going to bring the Coke. Damaris is going to bring the hookers.
No.
Eden's going to bring the queso.
Yeah.
Queso. Imagine somebody just coming to the party with queso.
Like, people definitely do that.
So what's your man right here?
I mean, who doesn't like queso?
Yeah, you're right.
So that'll be fun. Maul will be there as well.
I will.
Maybe.
We were trying to put together the menu before you came.
Yep.
All right.
What? Really?
Okay. A menu?
Yeah. That's before you came.
All right.
I tried to ignore it.
Is that where we at?
Apparently.
Okay.
We don't have very many vegan options, so you may need to order like your kava by yourself.
That's a vegan option.
We were going to do like pizza and wings, but to accommodate you and now Loyon, who also has joined your lifestyle, we figured you two would just get like some feta, pita, whatever.
No, feta is okay. Cheese.
Let me know whatever you want. I'll get it for you.
Mm.
Cambodian?
Breast milk.
Ecuadorian? Yeah, I'll get some food. I'm never worried about that. But yes, Wednesday, 7 p.m., Patreon Live. The gang will be here, holiday style.
Ew.
Holiday season.
Styles won't be here, but
no, he won't.
Holiday style. Yes.
So put on your Christmas sweater and come party with us.
We could invite him. I don't think
I'll call him and see what he's doing.
Can we go to Patreon and can we discuss Leave the World Behind? Have you guys watched it?
Oh, fuck.
I have.
No. Yes, I did. And I would like, are we going to discuss it now?
We're discussing on Patreon.
Okay, because I got some questions.
No worry and
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.